big rocks and all that sort of thing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Transit van or something, so you can go back to the mainland, because everyone asks you to pick up supplies when you go back to the mainland.
Oh, it's on an island.
It's on a fucking island. I'm not joking when I say it's on a storm-drenched island off the coast of Scotland.
Do you know which coast? Because there's a lot of coasts.
There are, yeah, there's a lot of coasts.
If it's the very north, that sounds medieval.
You should look it up.
You should look it up.
Well, it's an island. You know, it's like...
It's an island.
Heroway or something like that.
But it could be anywhere,
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Well, no, it's not in the Bahamas, mate. It's in fucking Scotland.
But is it in the North Sea or is it in the Irish Sea? Or
does it make a difference?
Yes.
Well, climatically, I bet.
Yes.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does. If you're on one of those Scottish islands...
We should be having this
on.
This should be on the pod.
It is.
Are you recording?
Yes. On the north coast of Scotland, you get on one of those islands, you have to be airlifted in on a helicopter, mate, and they drop you. And it's
don't you have to do that.
Yeah.
Because he's got a transit van. And he's got a bloke
who's... Well, they just hook the transit and they lower it and off you go.
Well, maybe that's what he's doing.
Or a barge. It'd be like
His life is going to be... Because he's going to retire from...
This is fish we're talking
about. He's going to retire from... He's doing a farewell.
I thought he'd already retired.
No.
He's
all got cancelled.
Fish has all these comebacks. Fish has all these retirements.
Yeah, but he doesn't actually do the retirement thing.
No, but The reason he hasn't was the retirement.
Yeah, because and he's supposed to do a retirement tour, but it got cancelled about five times.
Why? To retire?
Various fish reasons. You know what he's... Problems. As he once said.
As he never stopped saying.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to say that was one of the reasons why, not just me, but the band. You know,
is this really recording?
Yes.
Okay. It's not, is it? Is this the pod, though?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
Look, just talk.
Okay.
This is interesting stuff.
It is. We're talking about fish moving to an island. Did you record it right from the start?
No. So I didn't know fish was moving to an island.
To a croft.
And I said, what's a croft?
Yeah.
So what is a croft?
Well, I remember when I was...
when you were born
when
on
I was
a
at
croft.
School.
You were born on a croft.
I was born on a croft. No, when I was at school, we had to do like a whole history lesson about crofting.
Well, that's interesting.
It was really
boring.
And
did it affect your life?
Because essentially it can be summed up in the fact... It's like you were given a little house in the middle of some desolate area and told, you know,
bring us
your crops and you get to stay in the house, essentially.
And you're saying that's a historical...
It's a wind-blown life.
Okay. This place we're in now, I've just realised, its name is Highcroft.
Yeah, but this is about sort of 20 times the size of a croft, you know.
So what are we talking about? He's going to have like a wooden shack.
Well, no, I think he's. I think what you do is that the gentrification of crofting has begun.
Oh, I see.
So you buy a readers, we are in Oxfordshire. In the same way that everyone in Oxfordshire bought a barn, and they convert it, and they go, "Well, I live in a barn," and you know that actually they live in a barn conversion, and it's sort of like
that costs more than
flat exactly
know.
In London so I think in the same way that's happening with crofts, but it is happening on islands that are out in either the North or the Irish Sea, one of the two. Does it really matter? No, I'm saying,
would you fancy that sort of life?
No.
I mean, you're quite a loner, aren't you?
I quite like that bit of it. Yeah, you got to. No one's going to turn up at your house at sort of 9 in the evening.
Yeah, well, no one turns up at your house at
no
nine
they
in
do
the
they
evening.
Go they
your house.
Would you like to sign up to this? We're just raising some money for some. Would you like to sign up to the, you know.
Raising money?
No.
Dear.
I already do that. Do you? Well, maybe if you could just a direct debit. We don't take cash. It's just a direct debit. Yeah, that's what they say. Right, that's what they say. They don't take cash in because, oh, girl, I've got a quid in my pocket. You can have that, mate. No.
We're lucky here because we're not on a street.
Yeah.
We're on a farm.
Yeah.
So we don't get that. If anybody knocks on our door like that at that time of night, it's either a debt collector.
Yeah.
Or a debt collector. So, yeah. And luckily the three dogs make such a meal of anybody.
Yeah, they just run away.
Well, they would if, but it's the threat that you can hear the dogs going nuts. And that's usually quite a good
deterrent. That's enough.
Deterrent.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Fish is off to the Croft retirement tour. He's doing a farewell tour, which is, you know,
what,
taking.
Everywhere or?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the details. Oh, I'm not a detail.
You're not a details man. Well, you have people that do that.
He's doing a farewell tour. Oh, yeah. Probably playing all of, you know. Last time I saw him. This is going back. It was live in Holland. Do you remember that venue in Amsterdam?
It's
a church. It's a wooden church. Yep. Absolutely beautiful place.
Save church.
Yeah, that's right. Wooden. Yeah, magnificent. Saw him there, and he did all of Misplaced Childhood. Yeah.
Listen, he was, for me, one of the all-time greats in the 80s.
On the outskirts of nowhere, on the ring road to somewhere, on the verge of indecision. I'll always take the roundabout way.
Is that all of that? Is that Paul Rogers again?
Yeah. No, it's Fish.
What free
Dumbo.
Song is that? Eh?
Fish. Dumbo. Oh. Yeah. Misplaced Childhood.
Oh, now you explain it. I see it.
Huddled in the safety of a pseudo silk kimono. Yeah, it was all that. So it was at that church, and it was beautiful.
Who was that one then? Was that Hogarth?
You might as well not bother going to the Fish farewell tour because I've just told you what you're going to get.
What you think I didn't know?
You're going to get a bit of that.
Okay. No, definitely. But I think these retirement things are fairly spurious, really, because
not if you're on a croft. It's not easy to get off a croft.
Well,
no,
true. That is kind of putting yourself on the croft, isn't
it? Yeah. I mean,
a croft in the road.
Yeah. It's like when you have
It's more of a sign of the croft.
A much loved pet that goes to live on a farm. It's a bit like that.
But announces it in a big way.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going off to
look what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Although, having said that, you know, a retirement tour, that's something you can bill, isn't it? That's something people go, well, we better go and see him because this
last
is the
chance,
last time.
Yeah.
It's a good way of selling tickets.
Yeah, maybe
good,
that's
good
what
show to put on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, why not come back a year later? I mean, Terry, the promoter of our wondrous live shows.
Live extravagant. It's essentially like seeing Kiss crossed with Motley Crue. That's what
right.
It's like.
With me and John.
With a bit of that Zeppelin comeback show at the O2.
Yeah.
That sort of drama.
Well, John is very much the Gene Simmons figure.
Yeah.
And I'm much more of a...
Or the John Paul Jones.
No, I'm more of a fat Vince Neil.
Yeah.
But in his prime, obviously.
Yeah.
Beer fat, not drug fat, not fat fat.
Yeah, no, not...
Chick
obese,
fat.
Not... Not Jerry Springer's going to come round and cut the side of your house off to get you out.
Wrestlers at the Tropicana, you know, I'm like catnip to them. Yeah. So listen, this is, you see, professionalism is my watchword.
Yeah.
Segwaying into our show, we've got a show coming.
I thought we did that in the last podcast.
We're going to do that in every single
podcast.
Okay. Now,
Well, we can dispense with it very quickly. February 21st, West Hampstead Arts Centre, Arts Club.
You see, you can't dispense
with it. West Hampstead Arts Club, February 21st, with live special guest, Stephen Wilson, Prog Godhead.
You're selling
King
to
of Prog.
Me, baby.
We can discuss Fish on the Croft. I'm revealing... Pod by pod, my three special questions for Stephen Wilson. Question number two is, would you ever go and live on a croft?
That's brilliant.
I know.
I love it. I tell you what, I love that one so much. You can have a third.
Yeah, I will. Well, but I won't tell you that till the next show.
No, no, obviously not, obviously. But, I mean, no, we'll savour that.
Yeah.
Are we going to remind the readers what the first one was, or are they going to go and listen?
The first one was when you get a gig to remix, like a whole back catalogue, if you're doing Jethro Tull or something like that. They've got 27 albums stacked in the corner. Once you get to the sort of the 15th one or whatever, do you just turn it up a bit and then turn it back down and then just put the sticker on there, remix by Stephen Wilson?
But you see, John, sometimes it's what you don't hear that makes
it is, yeah. See, it's like, if I was doing Jethro Tull, you'd like, oh, yeah, I'll do, you know, Aqualung, that's a big one, and I'll do, you know, Thick as a Brick, or Songs from the Wood. But the time you get to, you know, Stormwatch, it's like, I just turn it up and turn it back down again. Because let's face it, I'm not going to put in the hours on Stormwatch.
Because no one's going to listen to it.
Well, no one's going to buy it again.
Even
they?
Ian Anderson doesn't. Listen, has never listened to
all
that.
The people that have bought Stormwatch have bought Stormwatch. It's not going to keep selling, you know.
And also, you know, they just add a bit of treble.
Treble it up.
Just a little bit.
I might adapt the question a bit and say, do you put any Easter eggs on there? Special Stephen Wilson Easter eggs, you know.
Yeah, I think that's an important question.
He needs to
be put on the spot over.
Can I call him Steve? Does he not like
Stephen.
That? Stephen. Stephen, do you ever lay a little egg on there, if you know what I mean?
This seems to have taken a dark turn.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good night. Yeah,
I'm now dreading
February the 21st, West Hampstead Arts Club.
West Hampstead Arts Club, and it's a Wednesday, and we'll be on stage at 7. 7:30, but we will get the fuck off the stage
in plenty of time.
Plenty of time. We apologise for running over last time.
Mick apologises for getting it wrong. Yeah. Idiot.
Right. Yeah. So what else have we got? Oh, there's something else in the news.
I segued you in, didn't I?
You did, nicely. Speaking of the crew.
The crew. There is more crew news, but it's not dealer news.
Well, I think there is some dealer news.
Well, you said dealer news. Dealer news is he's got a single out.
But,
you know, in this podcast, we're not that interested in singles.
Oh, aren't we?
Are you interested in singles?
Yes.
When was the last time you bought a single? Never.
Very recently,
which one was it? Yeah,
track 3,
single 3. Yeah,
of course, I don't buy singles.
No, exactly.
Spotify.
So the fact
I
that
pay
he's got
for Spotify,
so the fact he's got,
so I do buy singles.
So the fact he's got a single out is irrelevant. There's simply irrelevant news about the dealer.
How dare you?
Yeah,
how dare you suggest that the dealer having a new single out isn't of interest to the rest of the world.
Well, what about the rest of the crew news?
I'm going to start with that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, you've upset me now. Oh. You've upset me.
Oh.
So, in fair play, you've upset me. So there you go. Right, hang on. Yeah, I'll get back to that. Right, so here's buzzing all over Christmas in the gossip and the dark circles of the net. This story about Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, not the other Tommy Lee. He's involved in some allegations of historical sexual assault. Shall I get the story up, John?
Well, I think you better, because I think we're already teetering on the brink of libel. Just by the fact you're trying to remember, so I think it's what is it, historic something?
No, I just suddenly thought.
I'm sure
story here, so why don't I just? We're not going to go into all the gritty details because it's not fair to anybody, least of all poor John, who can't handle the truth, can you? So, as reported in Rolling Stone and the Los Angeles Times, this is a lawsuit that's been taken out against Tommy to do with a helicopter trip he hosted in 2003. He
hosted a helicopter trip. What the fuck's that?
Well, you'll see what I mean.
This was some sort of spin-off from his incredibly successful solo career, was it? He started taking helicopter tours.
Hey, if the dealer was offering that today, I'd
do that. Yeah, but it's more like around here, you're gonna get former members of Tiger Tales doing a bus tour.
Right. What's wrong with that? Right, now, shut up, listen. So, long story short, but the pilot, helicopter pilot, David Martz, apparently, allegedly, persuaded a young lady onto his helicopter for a joyride.
With the promise of Tommy Lee being
the host. Just literally, I've never been in a helicopter. You know, will you come up with me and, you know, you'll have fun. And she says she got on, and when she got on, Tommy Lee was already on the helicopter. And
but I can't work out. Hang on, you say Tommy Lee was hosting a helicopter ride?
No,
that and she was
just, no
surprised
up.
To see Tommy Lee.
Why are you hung up on this word hosting?
Because that's what you said. You said Tommy
as a joke.
Okay.
Fucking hell. Listen fun, to the story.
Okay, do continue.
It was a joke. I've lost my place. Oh yeah, so the name of the helicopter company is Mayhem Touring.
Right. And see, well, again, that suggests that it is something to do with Tommy Lee, because his band was called Mick.
Well, maybe the young lady didn't know that. Her point is that she thought she was going in the helicopter with the pilot.
Yeah, well, you would hope so. Every time I've been in a helicopter, I'm very much hoping that I'm getting in there with the pilot. Right. Yeah.
The helicopter company were called A Natural High Helicopters.
I thought you just said they were called Mayhem Helicopters.
No, that's the touring company.
This is very confusing.
Well, look,
story.
A Natural High Helicopters, okay? There you go.
Right. So that doesn't sound that promising, I've got to say.
No.
Natural High Airlines.
Yeah. So the charges are sexual assault, gender violence, emotional distress and negligence. Martz, the pilot, had lost his pilot's license 3 times over the course of his career. Most recently in 2009, after being found to have received oral sex from adult film actress Puma Swede while actually flying a helicopter.
Hang on, this guy, and you're trying to say this guy was friends with Tommy Lee? I can't believe Tommy Lee would be friends with anyone like that. He received oral sex while flying his helicopter. Jesus.
Yeah. His most recent
This is like, I'm imagining it's like
license losing event.
Have you seen the helicopter flight in Wolf of Wall Street when Leonardo DiCaprio decides he can fly a helicopter when he's out of his head on downers?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This, I think, is in that area.
When Leo was on a natural high.
So that was in 2009, the third time he lost his license to Puma Swede.
Puma Swede,
I'm assuming
good name.
That's a stage name.
Yeah.
But he was eventually killed in 2015, when the plane he was piloting crashed.
I mean, you mean he crashed a plane? This guy, I can't believe that. He seems so reliable.
When the plane he was piloting crashed in Santa Barbara County. At the time of his death, he did not have medical clearance to fly. And was under investigation for falsifying Federal Aviation Authority documentation in relation to two drink driving.
Yeah, see, I get the impression he wasn't that bothered about the legalities. He just saw the open skies, man. Because, come on, there's no laws up there. Are there? There's no rules up there.
For those of us who hit the sky.
If you hit the sky. Seriously, if you're in the sky,
hit the sky.
What are the rules?
Listen, could have been anybody. You're in the helicopter.
No, but what I'm getting at, there's a sort of line down the middle of the sky telling you what side to be on, is there?
Well, especially not with this guy.
No, not with this guy.
The helicopter's probably spinning out of control.
Tommy Lee's in the back.
Yeah. There are more lurid details, but I will leave the rest to your online investigation.
So this only tangentially involves Tommy Lee. He was just on the plane.
No, if I read out the other stuff, you'd find it was a very direct allegation.
Because obviously Tommy the other guy's dead.
Yeah.
So there'd be no point taking out a lawsuit against him.
The dead drug addict, good loser pilot.
Who did ultimately kill
Doesn't matter about him, but the multi-millionaire rock star on the biggest paying...
Who, in fairness, was operating something called Mayhem Tours.
And they were aboard one of the elite fleet of the Natural High helicopter company.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Captain Kurtz at the wheel.
It's all going to be... Imagine, you've met that guy. He's told you he's got a helicopter company called Natural High. He said he might have lost his license three times.
What could make it any better
than as you climb through the doors to be greeted by the sight of Tommy Lee in the cabin?
And this is 20 years ago when he's young Tommy Lee.
Yeah, not like he is now.
Well, no, he's still
old Tommy Lee.
Old Tommy Lee is better than most young anything.
Yeah, most young guys. Well, we went through the whole Pam and Tommy TV show and all of that, you know.
Yeah.
Tommy didn't come out of that particularly well.
No. Right, hang on. The other crew... Oh, shit. No. No, I hate Christmas. Fucking hell. That was close. As mentioned, and to a lot of interest from a lot of people, except you, the dealer.
Oh, we're going back to that.
Yes, because I've found it, my friend.
Yeah, but
I have found it, my friend. What? We're gonna review it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Don't you like music?
No.
What's wrong with you? You're not a true metal guy, are you? It's called Right Side of Wrong. Ah, that's deep.
Well, I like it so far.
There you go.
Oh, he's not taking his trousers off, is he?
No, he's splitting apart.
Oh, yeah. Good riff. That's the sort of riff... That's the sort of riff John 5 ain't coming up with. There he is. There's the dealer. Whoa, listen to that.
I love the creepy aspect of the video.
For the readers that can't actually see us...
Go to YouTube.
Mick Mars, who is always making great play of the fact he can't get up out of his chair, is walking around a woods in a white overcoat, looking very witchy indeed.
Well, he's pulled his being into two.
He's in a white overcoat and a black overcoat.
He's black and white, right and wrong.
Yeah. He's the right side of wrong. He's the right side of wrong. But let's get back to the fact that riff is better than anything the crew are going to come up with, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Was a good riff, that.
Fucking great riff.
You know, now imagine how much better it would have been with Vince Neil singing on it.
And Tommy bashing
away. Tommy might be in jail, as we've established.
Nah. They'll reach a settlement, won't they?
Mayhem,
I'm not saying it makes it right.
Are Mayhem tours still operating?
I have no idea. I've never heard of them before this story broke yeah. over Christmas.
Yeah.
You see, guys like me, we don't really do Christmas because we're continually...
Just focused on the news, what's happening.
As the great Logan Roy said, you know, when it comes to news, I'm across a lot of shit.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
And that shit gets turned green.
That shit gets, yeah. In a very minor way, but.
Right, so anything else to throw into
I walked in here and you said, oh, I've got so much news. I've like got it. Oh, I've got it all on my phone. I've got it all on my computer. You know, it's brilliant. I've so much to do.
Oh, listen, for sure. I feel you. I see you. I'm just trying to find the website again.
Exactly.
Yes, no, it's not like you know, John says I'll be there in 5 minutes and I just go straight to some sort of rock news website
to see what's there.
God, no, why would I do that when I am the news? Okay, hang on, click. Oh, do you want to know what classic rock's... They've just published their 50 best rock albums of 2020. See if you've heard of any of these,
well,
John.
Is The Dealer on there? Because he's got an album out.
I'll just go straight to the top five.
Yeah, just do the top five. Yeah.
See if you've heard of any of them. My friend Fergal.
My friend, what? That's the name of a band.
I can't believe what number one is. Right, do you want me to do it from five to... Four.
Just whatever you think.
Okay.
In fifth place.
Classic rock.
The fifth best album of 2023.
Is The Harmony Codex by Stephen Wilson.
Oh, see, I do like that album. I've been playing that. It's good. I like Stephen Wilson. But I would say it's in no way a classic rock album. But it's good.
I hear you. But I suppose it blurs the lines.
It does very much in that Stephen Wilson way. If only Stephen Wilson would do a show where we could ask him about those things. Do you think he ever would?
Oh, I'm sure
he would.
If
only you could go and see Stephen Wilson be quizzed about the art of remixing.
Oh, yeah.
If he would reveal, will he ever...
Reveal the third question.
Will he ever go and live on a croft?
Or did you already do that?
No, I've done the second one. The third one is next time.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Right, so number four, Ian Hunter, Defiance Part 1. You know that one, John?
Yeah.
What's your favourite?
I would say Ian Hunter's age, you know, calling something Part 1 is extremely optimistic.
He's 84.
He's 84. So you might not get Part 2. You might not get Part 2.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe that's his deal with God.
Yeah.
I'll do this. Oh, God.
So no, I haven't heard that, and I suspect it's rubbish.
I tell you why I think it's rubbish. I was quite interested, so I read this bit. He's joined by a... Here's the word that makes me just... Disappointment drips from me. Stellar cast of old dudes, including... Billy Gibbons /
Slash.
Robert Trujillo. That'll be good.
Yeah, because everyone's keen to hear
keen
the bass.
To hear that on,
keen to hear the bass.
On Honolulu Boogie. Yeah. Joe Elliott, Mike Campbell.
Oh, Joe Elliott. Well, Joe Elliott loves Ian Hunter, doesn't he?
Ringo Starr.
Oh, my God.
Todd Rundgren.
Well, no, I mean, Todd. Todd.
And the now sadly deceased... Jeff Beck.
Oh, God, how long have they been recording this? Well, Jeff Beck died about 3 years ago.
And Taylor Hawkins.
How long ago did Jeff Beck die?
It wasn't 3 years ago.
It must be 3 years ago.
Oh, bless you.
I'm telling you, it's three years ago.
You Google
3 years ago, if it's a day.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. And I remember you bitching about it because you didn't want to do a Dead Rock Stars about it because you were like, he's not metal.
Well, I didn't know any of his songs apart from Hi Ho Silver Lining.
A classic. Right. Number three in the classic rock 50 best albums of 2023 is Foo Fighters, But Here We Are.
It's called But Here We Are?
Yeah.
Right. No, I haven't heard that.
No.
I haven't heard any... I hear, you know, little every time you see Dave Grohl, he's at a different gig, appearing as a guest of some shape or form, or he's on stage with a precocious 8-year-old he's found in the audience who can play.
Well,
he has become
man of the people. He's like a grunge Paul
McCartney. He's a very kind man. He's a lovely man. Absolutely lovely. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying this is my impression, is that he will, and, you know, there'll be an 8-year-old who can play, you know,
Smells Like Teen Spirit
or something.
Yes, but we're talking about this record, John. Yeah. You see? And according to this, and this is quite innovative writing, it's blistering, rocking, and made for the supportive magic of the communal live... Oh, it's a live album.
Oh, okay.
Communal live experience. But here we are, represents the Foos at their most engaging...
Hang on.
Engaging and defiant. And here's the killer cheese line. It's what Taylor would have wanted.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Well, it might be, because he might want the royalties.
He's dead.
Yeah,
Geezer's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was hoping to be dead, and they would put out a live album.
commemorating his performances.
Yeah, but, I mean, what better way to go?
Yeah, yeah. But it is interesting that the live album, you know, people are still doing them.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be. It was the big thing, you know.
But aren't they all going to do what I do and just listen to it on Spotify?
Yeah, true. Anyway, what's number two?
Metallica... And 72 seasons.
That seemed to come out.
We reviewed that.
That seemed to come out at least 72 seasons ago.
Remember, we reviewed it because of they had that, I'm going to call it a single. They dropped a video of Lux Eterna.
Yeah, I'm still trying to forget about it.
Well, it was one of those things where you looked at it and went, wow, that's good. And then it's gone.
Yeah.
I can't even...
Well, you thought it was good, but then your favourite Metallica album is that one that they made the film of.
Some Kind of Monster.
Yeah.
No, that album was called... what was it called? It wasn't called Some Kind of Monster. That was the movie.
Right.
That was the documentary.
Yeah.
St. Anger.
St. Anger, that's it. It's really bad.
Best album they ever did. No, second best.
Oh, the Lou Reed album.
Lou Reed was the best album they ever did. They were lucky to get in. Right, oh my God. Now, Ginger would agree with this, and I was quite surprised to hear him say that, so maybe I'll go back and have another listen, but... Oh yeah, thanks for dropping me in it, by the way.
What was that?
Number one classic rock album of 2023 is the Rolling Stones' Hackney Diamonds. Ginger went on about how much he loved that album the other night, and John's like... Mick, you didn't really like the single, though, did you?
No, I said you didn't like the video.
Yeah, and I'm like, thanks for bringing that up, John.
Yeah, well, it's true.
It's true. Yeah. So we just bring up things that are true, shall we?
No. Truth is a conceptual thing.
Yes. Yeah. So, look, I've tried to...
Truth is relative, isn't
I've
it?
I've tried listening... to this Rolling Stones album.
It's
on
terrible.
Spotify.
The fact that someone's called that album of the year is frankly demented. Demented.
Well, obviously not just someone, but it's the orthodoxy. You know,
yeah, exactly. Writing, yeah, it's like
Guardian,
we can all agree on it. Yeah, it's like no one's going to disagree. You
Neil
can't McBall say.
Mac in the Telegraph.
Yeah, exactly. You can't say this is rubbish.
On
you know,
your
because
knees,
it's the Rolling Stones. Oh, they're
the
80
Telegraph.
And they've made an album, aren't they great? You know.
Useless wanker that writes the Telegraph.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Album of the year.
Yeah. When did the Rolling Stones last make a good album?
Plus, there's no
it's
Rolling
about
Stones
1973.
On it. It's all Andrew, what's his guy?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Is it? No, it's his son, the American boy. Yeah, the one that made the Aussie album. And
who?
Andrew.
What are you talking?
Andrew, yeah. This, you don't know about this guy?
No.
You do not know? Wow.
Well, there's some younger member of the Rolling Stones.
It's the one everybody uses now. He produced it. Ozzy's album, the Stone, everybody. Andrew Watt.
Andrew Watt.
W-A-T-T.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mega
Killer star. Watt, I call him.
I did a little
Killer
work.
Watt.
I did a little work
let's
back
let,
in the day.
Let's hire Killer Watt. He's great.
And it sounds like an Andrew Watt album. You know, there's no Charlie Watts.
So he's a bit like old... Rick Rubin, you know, when he gets hold of Johnny Cash or something, you know, and they do, oh, yeah, Johnny Cash still slumped over his acoustic guitar mumbling.
Well, I think
but because Rick Rubin's produced it, it's suddenly fucking fantastic, you know.
Well, a little bit, but I think it's more Rick Rubin, Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, right. Andrew Watt with Ozzy was just, you know.
Yeah, well, I quite like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Actually, here's news.
Forget about that. Here's news. So there was a big interview with Sharon in the Times this weekend. Did you read it? Yeah,
yes,
it was very revealing, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, well, I mean, Ozzy's coming back to live in England, so they say.
No, it's definitely going to happen, but I thought the Times hit the nail on the head when they pointed out, you know, she's got no more work in America.
Yeah, because she got cancelled. She got cancelled in America over, you know, relatively offhand comment or something, wasn't it?
I don't know. What was it?
I don't know. I just read the piece.
She
got cancelled.
Find it and to see what she said.
I don't know.
That's such a
But it can't be as bad as stuff Ozzy's said over the years, surely.
But she was on one of those, like, Loose Women, but in America.
Right.
But, you know, posh women. You know, right. They don't have that Loose Women thing over there, unless they've got Roseanne on. You know, like The View.
I know what you mean.
Not Oprah, she's too big now, but, you know, all that stuff. Women, man.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you need to know. So she's not doing that anymore. She's coming back over here with Ozzy and the kids.
And also, you know, he's really ill.
Yeah, he's not really. That was the thing. Actually, that was the takeaway, as they say, wasn't it? You know, he's really not well. Which, I mean, you know, we know he's got, is it Parkinson's?
He's got Parkinson's.
He's got, you know, I mean, he's lived a hard life. He's lived a rock and roll life, you know.
Catches up
with you.
No, well, apparently, I mean, I've not noticed, but,
no.
You know, less sturdy souls.
Yeah, yeah.
Less Their genes robust, aren't as good.
Less robust people, yeah.
A less robust breed of people.
So maybe we've seen Ozzy live for the last time.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
I mean...
He said cheerily.
No, not at
all. It's Christmas, everyone.
Listen, Ozzy will be an avatar, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The Osbournes will be
He will become
avatar.
A Kiss type thing, yeah.
And Kiss are already...
Avatars.
You know,
They've already done it.
Well, sort of, yeah. I think it's probably going to work as well, at least in the short term.
Yeah, I mean, you could see it being one of those kind of Vegas-type things where you turn up at a hotel and it's got, like, the Ozzy experience or the Kiss experience, and you just go in and it's, like, you know, vintage-era Ozzy, and you watch it for an hour, and it's great, yeah.
And how long before, like, you're having a Christmas party, let's have Kiss?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, so you can rent
full
it.
Full size in a
Rent
corner,
it
you
for
know.
Yourself, yeah, yeah.
Or
for a mere $200,000. Yeah, but you know what it makes me think? It makes me think your pal Wendy Dio,
yes,
had the bloody right idea because she was the first one onto this.
Absolutely,
but the technology wasn't that advanced. I mean, she
no,
was
not
even
like
the,
it is now.
She was even there before ABBA did it.
Absolutely,
and the ABBA thing is the one that's the huge success that has got everyone thinking, "Oh, let's do that ourselves."
Well, because that is next generation. I mean, Sharon's thing was.
Sharon,
kind of transitional period.
Wendy.
What did I say Sharon? Oh,
you
sorry,
did.
Wendy. Was not video, but it was that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was hologram,
you know.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a hologram.
Yeah,
so it was like laser lights and that sort of stuff. Yeah, where it wasn't absolutely perfect. Was now, by all accounts, it is just
like having them there.
Watching them there, yeah.
One of my daughters has been to see the ABBA show twice.
Wow.
So
did the only thing I didn't know with the ABBA shows. Do they have live musicians and then, or is the whole thing a backing tape? Because I would have thought live musicians would be better.
I think it is live musicians.
Yeah, because then it sounds like a gig then, yeah.
And also then you can sell it as an authentic theatrical experience.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Because I don't see, there's not a huge difference. Between, you know, going back to, I mentioned Andrew Lloyd Webber facetiously earlier, but... I mean, he writes Cats or whatever it is.
Mm.
You go and see Cats, you're not going to see Andrew Lloyd Webber doing the piano for it, you know, even
see,
though
he
wrote it.
That would be good, though, wouldn't it?
It would be good, but you can still, and see the show without.
In the interval, he could give a little. Jeanette Marpanot, sing a little song. Do his W.C. Fields impersonation.
Yeah, he could.
A white paper cup on his nose like that.
Yeah, but the point is, the point being.
Jeanette Marpanot, play a little song.
You can still see Cats or Joseph's Coat or whatever.
Yeah.
Without Andrew Lloyd Webber being there or Tim Rice being there.
Yes, but it would be better if he was.
It would be better. Now, my point is, you've come up with a really good idea, you see.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I'm saying it's not hugely different. The fact that you're going to see ABBA, but you're not actually seeing ABBA.
And the thing is with ABBA, they never were musicians anyway. I mean, they were in the sense of writing the music.
Yeah, and playing the music.
Well, they always had a huge band on stage. That was all just because they did. What were they going to do? Dance with the girls, you know? So you got one guy pretending to play guitar, another guy. Din, 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 din. I mean, I think they did play.
Wow.
But it wasn't necessary. It was the act, you know? You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
What's amazing?
You'll be saying it like Kiss play the backing tracks next.
No, when we've all heard
Paul Stanley singing Kashmir, and it was great.
Oh my God.
Was it Kashmir or something? No, it was A Whole Lot of Love, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. That's worth looking up, Chums.
Yeah.
Because
that was my forget that album list of the year. That was my performance of the year.
What was
Paul Stanley at somebody's party doing Whole Lot of Love? That was better. I'm saying that was more entertaining. Now listen to my words carefully. That was more entertaining than the Rolling Stones album.
Yeah, I agree.
And more noteworthy.
Well, it was noteworthy, whereas the Stones album was note perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
And who wants that? Andrew Watt.
Killer Watt did it. Yeah.
Fantastic. So this pod, although it will exist for all time,
will first be broadcast
over the weekend of the new year, John. So,
Happy New Year. Do you have any regrets? I hope.
2023, many regrets?
2023, in the book, man. I don't look back.
You don't look back.
I'm like natural high airways. Got a strict policy of not looking back.
Well, you damn one of their helicopters.
No, you don't want to be looking.
If you're the pilot, you do not want to be looking back.
I always want my pilots looking forwards.
That's right.
Looking at the skies ahead.
And I'm looking at the skies ahead
and I'm saying, readers, we're all going to have a great year.
Yeah. No crashing.
No crashing, just natural high airlines.
Yeah. Well, that's a lovely message for the kids.
Thank you.
I think what I would say to the readers is...
And that's all we've got time for. Thanks, mate. Oh, as Mick Wall looks back on his year, how interesting. It's not like there were 57 podcasts about it already.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How do I stop this, Fern?